Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. President Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well this morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I certainly want to extend appreciation to Emporia State Federal Credit Union as well for giving us this opportunity to take the time to share a few of the updates at the college.
Outstanding. Well, before we get into our main topic, how are things going here roughly 1 month into the fall semester?
We're doing really well. We're excited about our enrollment numbers. We should hear the final report from KBOR at the end of the month, but it looks like we continue to trend up on both our headcount as well as our FTE, our full-time enrollment, full-time equivalent numbers. So we look forward to seeing what those official numbers will be from KBOR in a few weeks. So we've gotten off to a great start, and we are heading up a very busy fall season. So we've got a lot of events and activities we want to share with you all and the community this morning.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here to do that. We're also joined this morning by Vice President of Advancement, Mike Crouch. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys this morning?
Doing all right. I wanted to touch base because Mike and I just finalized tentatively how things are going to go for the cut, and I know we're going to be talking about that quite a bit over the next few weeks, and it's off of our main topic here, but Mike, the plans are formulating pretty quickly here, and it sounds like there's a new iteration of the cut.
Yeah, so we're excited. The plans are coming together very quickly. The event is just a little over a month out, and there's a lot to do in the next 5 weeks.
Well, do you want to announce the date here for the cut at this particular point in time? Or?
Yeah, so the date of the event will be Thursday, October 20th at 6 p.m. Out here at Flint Hills Tech College. We are going to stick with the tentative event that we did last year that was very well received and really created an atmosphere for the event. So it'll be in the south parking lot behind the main building in a tent. And we are putting a little bit of a unique spin on the event this year. We are going to have a celebrity cut edition where we're going to have four celebrity chefs, but we're going to pair them with four culinary students that will act as their sous chef, and they will get judged in a pair or as a team.
Nice twist.
That's a cool twist. I like that.
Nice twist. We can't wait for that unveiling. I'm sure coming soon, Mike?
Yeah, and so I think it'll be a great experience for those students also to be able to work with a professional in that environment, and it'll give them a chance to learn an awful lot.
Mike, from your perspective, why is it so important to, I guess, you know, you have something here, and there could be a thought, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But what's the thought process here in adding these different components here to engage the community and continue to build interest?
Well, you know, you want to keep an event fresh and new and exciting for folks, and so we want to keep it somewhat steady. Obviously, like you said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But at the same time, we want to make sure that it continues to be an event that the community enjoys. You know, the other component, this is a really unique event in that this event really is about students, and it's really a learning opportunity, not just for our culinary arts students, but our multimedia program that oftentimes goes unnoticed, which is, you know, part of what their job is, but none of the event happens without Casey Wilson and those multimedia students and the work that they put in.
Well, yeah, you really get to showcase multimedia and obviously the culinary arts department and that wonderful facility that you have at Flint Hills Technical College. President Daugherty, as far as the culinary department, you're pretty full out there?
We are. We have two new faculty this year who are taking the program by storm. They have such great and innovative ideas. We have, as you'll hear Mike talk also here in a moment, about the Friends and Family Fall Festival this evening. The culinary faculty created, I believe, some imprints for the Carmel's Apples that will have the FHTC logo and the Wrangler logo. So they have been quite creative, and they are both a great team to work with. And they are working really hard with these students. I was a little concerned. I have shared with them three or four times, hey, you all are new. If you need to get, you know, let's get this first year behind us. And they just jumped right in and said, here's what we're going to do. They're already taking it to some new opportunities for the students and preparing the students very well to get up to speed for what is needed. So So we're very, very pleased with the faculty in our culinary program.
It's 828 here on KVUE and KVUE.com as we continue Tech Talk here this morning with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty and Foundation Director Mike Crouch. Speaking of the activities here coming up here tonight, what is the layout here for the big activities here that are going to be on campus, on the main campus, I should say?
Sure. So this is a new event for us, and so we are hosting our first annual Wrangler Friends and Family Fall Festival. And really, the idea behind this is that we want to get students more engaged on campus. And so this is an opportunity for them to bring, to come to camp, to come out in the evening, bring their family. But we really wanted to extend it beyond that. So it's open to the entire community. We know we have a lot of alumni in the community. We have a lot of friends in the community that support the college. And so we wanted to do something to just bring folks on campus. So there will be lots of activities. We will have live music. We'll have food trucks. We'll have lots of games. There'll be a dunk tank out there, just a little bit of a hint. Mr. Crouch will be sitting in the dunk tank at 6 o'clock this evening, so come out and take your shots if you want. But it should be a lot of fun this evening.
Talk about the development of something like this, too, because this clearly it's new. I'm assuming this is something like this has kind of been on the college's radar for a while. Why roll this out now as opposed to, maybe pre-COVID?
We, in our feedback from our employees and our students, a lot of the interest is in, as Mike said, the opportunity to engage with the college or with their peers or with each other. So this is really an outreach and an extension of feedback from both the students and the employees in just saying, rather than being, which we are, a straight commuter campus, what are some ways we can try to engage folks, help them stick around? What would be some ways we can bring families in, let them bring their kids over, have the children do some things? We've got some different events. We have the fire trucks going to be here with the fire hose. So it's really more of the, as the title says, really somewhat of a family event that we really just want people to, in the employees and the students, as well as our community, to enjoy our space and to just kind of a kickoff to the fall season.
And Mike, too, one of the other things is that you've had a longstanding goal of really building the alumni base. Something like this can help.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's part of our current strategic plan is growing our alumni engagement. We know we have a lot of alumni in this community and in this region, and they are proud of their degree from Flint Hills Tech College, and we want them to be proud of that. But we need to engage with them and get them back onto campus. And, many of them have not been on campus in 20 years. And when we get them here, they're like, oh, my God, nothing like it was when I was here. So we want to engage them. Many of them now have children or grandchildren that are looking at our programs and they're wanting to come to school here. So it really is an important aspect.
So when do things start tonight?
So the event starts at 5:30. It will run from 5:30 to 8:30 in the west parking lot out here at Flint Hills Tech College. You won't be able to miss it because there's a giant white tent on the west side of the building. So if you're not at the white tent, you're in the wrong place.
Gotcha.
Understood.
I can even maybe handle those instructions. So you have a date for your gala set yet, Mike?
We do. April 20th. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You got to work ahead on this one, too, like everything else, right?
Friday, I believe it's Friday, April 22nd. Is that right? Hold on.
Friday, April 22nd. Okay.
Man, you caught me off guard there, Ron. Friday, April 20th. Excuse me.
21st?
I'm trying not to think about the gala yet, Ron. That's a long way out.
Understandably so. We got a whole bunch of stuff that's happening.
All right. Well, I know we'll be talking more about that.
We work a semester at a time. You're like, let's.
All right.
That's
well,
all good.
Anything else we need to touch on here this morning, President Daugherty?
A couple more things. We'll also be able to hit on this on our Tech Talk in October. But the one thing I want to highlight is on September 29th, we have our program advisory dinner on September 29th, which again, really, if it's not for our program advisory staff and volunteers and those folks who help guide and shape the curriculum of our programs, we don't operate. So this is such a critical role for a technical college. So we're going to have our program advisory dinner on September 29th. However, our guest speaker that night is Shonda Atwater, who is the she's been with the Department of Commerce a few months now, but she will be she's the director of registered apprenticeships. So she's going to come speak to us about registered apprenticeships and help not just the program advisory folks, but maybe any members of our community or manufacturing partners learn more about the registered apprenticeship and what we can do to support that. I also want to mention we have the student services staff have created a food pantry, and so that will have an opening in October, so we will also be able to tell you a little bit more about a food pantry, our Wrangler food pantry, to support the needs of some of our students as well. So a couple of things that are up and coming before we have another chance to chat in October. And then that week was Manufacturing Week. We've got a couple of things going on Manufacturing Week. On October 12th, we'll have an open house, but I'll talk more about that at our October Tech Talk.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Karen, Mike, thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and best of luck on all the things that you got coming up here, not only this week, but throughout the course of the fall semester.
A lot of things cooking, that's for sure.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, guys.
That has been Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty, and Vice President of Advancement, Mike Crouch. Tech Talk.